The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Have we officially put a bow on the school calendar? Or
Oh, yeah. I think it's bowed up. I think so. We'll keep taking advice as the show goes on, but I don't think things are going to change anytime soon. I am going to, you know, as we put a bow on it, I'm going to, I think, push for that February spring break. I think that's where my head's going to move to with this discussion.
So. February now.
Well, yeah, early February.
Okay.
Early Feb.
Just try to follow along. Jesse, did you read this item that I passed along to you with the Pro Football Focus ranking every starting quarterback?
I did. I found it interesting.
Did you find it interesting because they used the tier concept? Like
that was one of the reasons I found it interesting. Yes, I thought it combined two of my favorite things, power rankings and the tier system. So not only did we have tiers, but we also ranked them 1 through 32. It's the perfect article.
And it's not as long as a Barnwell article. Patrick Mahomes would be tier 1 Tyler. In this instance, joining him in the tier one, which is elite, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen. Those are the top four quarterbacks in the National Football League per Pro Football Focus in tier one.
Say something crazy.
Elite.
I'm going to say something crazy here. Totally agree with Lamar. Totally agree with Josh. Obviously, Mahomes is right now the best. You know, his resume is as good as anybody's. Joe Burrow is getting a lot of run off of that one win at Arrowhead in the playoffs. He's getting a lot of run. And I am not telling you that Joe Burrow isn't a great quarterback, because I think he is from a passing standpoint, but he's kind of had a pretty good little deal. He's had two big-time receivers with him for the vast majority of his career. And what have they gotten to show? Why does he keep getting crowned? Like, his stats were great last year. I'm not arguing that. And if I could, I would take Joe Burrow ahead of Jordan Love. I'm not arguing that either. But I'm just saying, we're kind of crowning him in ways nobody else gets crowned. Does that make sense?
Yeah, although wasn't his defense like the worst in the league last year?
Bengals defense hasn't been great. The offensive line has had some issues.
He's been injured. Guys, all that said, their team has made the playoffs. How many times have they made the playoffs with Joe Burrow as their starting quarterback?
All right, couple things. First of all, you always say that he's been injured. He has five career NFL seasons, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. He played 10 games as a rookie, and he played 10 games in 2023. Otherwise, 16 starts in 21, 16 starts in 22, start all 17 games last year. Bengals' record in games in which he started is 38-30-1. If we throw out his rookie year when they were 2-7-1, his record is 36-20-23 as a starting quarterback. Last year, he threw for a league high 4,918 yards. He threw 43 touchdowns against only 9 interceptions.
Jason, I'm not arguing that he's not a really good quarterback, and he is one of the top guys. I don't think you put him in the same breath right now as those three. Because whether you want to say this or not, you always wordsmith around, well, teams, games that they started at quarterback, their teams are. Quarterbacks are judged off of winning and on play and making playoffs and winning. That's where your legacy
so
is
they
set.
So they did not make the playoffs his rookie year. They made the playoffs in 2021, when they went all the way to the Super Bowl. And in 2022, when I believe they lost the AFC Championship game. His teams are 5-2. He's won 5 playoff games in his career. They did not make the playoffs in 23 when he was injured down the stretch. And they didn't make it last year when they started poorly, and then they won, what, 5 in a row to end the season, and they wound up 9-8. So, yeah, they've only made the playoffs 2 of his 5 seasons as a starter. I would say if we want to criticize him last year, the fact that they didn't make the playoffs, fair criticism, although, again, how much of that is their defense?
Yeah, Jason, this isn't.
He got hurt in 1 year. He was a rookie in the other.
Hey, just so we're all on the same page, I'm not criticizing Joe Burrow for being, in my opinion, a tier below those other three guys. Those other three guys are MVPs, and I'm talking, you know, Patrick Mahomes' case, all-timer.
And
he
is
fourth in my power rankings.
Yeah.
He's fourth in my power rankings. He is a tier below those three guys because he's not doing what those guys do. That's all.
Right, but are you playing a little bit of the quarterback wins game then if you're saying he's not doing what those guys do?
I don't.
He took a team to a Super Bowl. Their defense was terrible last year.
Jason, I don't go along with your theory on it because I laugh at you guys that don't. Trey Wingo and you who do tongue twisters to say you're not saying something, but you're actually doing it. You write articles. It's not win-loss record, but Aaron Rodgers' football teams are this, win this, and the bottom line is, and it ain't fair. I'm not saying this is fair, but the reality is quarterbacks are judged by how many wins and losses their team has. What are you asked to do? And I would say Joe Burrow has probably had the best setup offensively. You could say, well, his O-line stinks. Okay. But skill-wise, nobody's had better skill guys than Joe Burrow throughout his career. Joe Burrow is probably the fourth best quarterback in the entire NFL. All of those things can be true. And you can still say he is not in the category of those other three guys.
Do you think that last year that the Vikings had better skill guys than he did?
Jamar Chase is right there with Justin Jefferson, and T. Higgins is more accomplished than old boy is.
Than Jordan Addison.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Their running backs are...
Hockenson wasn't even playing most of the season last year. He was out. I don't even know who their tight end is, but I'm guessing
Mike
their
Gesicki.
Tight end doesn't stink either.
Mike Gesicki?
Yeah, Penn State guy. Yeah.
He caught 65 passes for 665 yards and 2 touchdowns last year. Who's their running back?
Blazing on Tucker Kraft. I think that's better than what Tucker did last year.
Okay. Who's their running back?
Chase Brown got a lot of the reps last year for the Bengals.
Chase Brown was, and by the way, he had Joe Mixon, who's one of the best running backs in the game, for the first part of his career. So, again, not diminishing Joe Burrow, just saying don't crown him in that same category as those three. He is in that next level of where he's at.
I don't have a problem with your opinion. It just feels like he's in like tier 1.5 because tier 2 is high end starters. Okay? And if Joe Burrow is 4, that means you have him ahead of Jalen Hurts at 5, Jaden Daniels 6.
Yes, I do.
Matthew Stafford 7.
Yes.
And Justin Herbert 8.
All right, Justin Herbert, Justin Herbert is not in this tier. So move him down. Slide him down a tier.
Herbert's got to win something.
Matthew Stafford, what's that?
Herbert's got to win something. We're at the point now, like, he's talented and everything, but they haven't won anything.
Herbert and Jordan Love are in the same category to me. They're the same guys. Like, they both have shown great things. They haven't done it consistently enough to put them in a tier with some of these other guys that have done it on a more consistent basis. Period. Finn. Justin Herbert love is because he looks the part. He's an athlete. There's all of those things. But there is no – the same way I pull Joe Burrow out of that first tier with those three, Justin Herbert is not in that category with these guys. And by the way, Jaden Daniels, hey, man, great rookie season, but come on now.
That was the one that I was going to take issue with because Jordan Love had a great second half of his rookie
season. Jaden Daniels right now deserves to be ahead of, I think, both Jordan Love and Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert's teams have been to the playoffs twice in 2022 and 2024. The Chargers are 41-38 in his 79 career starts. All right.
Jordan Love's teams have more playoff wins than Justin Herbert's teams.
Yes, 1-0. Correct. Now tier three, and as I think you're starting to notice, we have not mentioned Jordan Love's name yet. Do you have a problem through eight people with him not being mentioned beyond the fact that you think he and Justin Herbert deserve to be on the same trend line?
I do not have a problem as we sit here. I think the Jaden Daniels and Herbert would be the two that I would have probably the most pushback is not. I would put him with those two guys right now.
All right. So now tier 3A. Solid starters.
So now it's subsets of a three.
I don't mind it.
I mean, it's not my list.
No, tier but it's a, just so we're on the same page, it is a subset of three.
Yeah, tier A. Right.
You can have a couple of different tier two friends, but it's tier 2A and 2B. Yeah.
Tier 3A is solid starters who have flashed high-end play. Tier 3B, solid starters, but they need more help. Okay? Just in case you were wondering. Tier 3A, solid starters who have flashed high-end play. Number 9, Jared Goff. Number 10, Geno Smith.
Jared Goff deserves to be in Tier 2. He's done it enough. I am not a Jared Goff fan. I believe Jared Goff needs all of what he's got. If you put him in a bad situation, it ain't going to go well. There are some Josh Allen... You've put him in bad situations. You got rid of all of his wideouts. Josh Allen finds a way. That's why he's tier one. Jared Goff, if you protect him and you play action pass him and you give him weapons, he's a really good NFL quarterback. You get him, and I will guarantee training camp and everything else, what Jeff Hafley is going to say is, we got to rattle his cage. You can't let him get to a spot, read, and throw. He's good. Where he's not good, get him off his spot. Get his eyes to move and make his feet move. You do that, you're going to have a good day against him. He threw 5 picks against Houston. He will give you the football, but not if you let him sit in a clean pocket. And their offensive line is good, and their skill guys are good. But Jared Goff deserves, for what he's done, he's a tier two guy. He's ahead
certainly
of Jaden Daniels.
Of Justin Herbert.
And he's ahead of Herbert.
Okay. Also in Tier 3A, Geno Smith.
Nope.
Brock Purdy. Tier 3B, solid starters, but they need more help. Number 12, Jordan Love.
Okay, and this is not me being a prisoner of the moment. Okay, I just moved old boy to tier two. Okay, I moved Herbert and
Daniels down.
Whoever you just, Jaden Daniels up to tier three. Jordan Love is in that category. There's none of this, oh, they need help. Hey, guys, most quarterbacks do. Jordan Love, I hope at some point, I do believe Jaden Daniels and Jordan Love can both become guys that can get to tier one. Geno Smith ain't getting to tier one. So there is a tier with some upside, and then there's this is who you are. Brock Purdy is going to be a tier. He can get to where Jared Goff is. That is his ceiling. The fun part from the Packer fan standpoint is Jordan Love and Jaden Daniels are both Tier 1 eligible. Those other guys are not Tier 1 eligible. So if you want to tier things, Tier 3 is fine for where they're at right now. I believe their ceilings will get them to Tier 1. I don't believe Brock Purdy and I don't believe Geno Smith are going to ever have the capabilities to be a Tier 1 guy. And by the way, that ain't a bad thing. There's a lot of Tier 2 quarterbacks that are Hall of Famers. A lot.
The one guy that I have in front of me ranked below Jordan Love that I would argue should be ahead of him, as opposed to, I think Brock Purdy and Jordan Love should be on the exact same line. I don't believe Geno Smith should be ahead of Jordan Love. I know he had put up some good numbers in Seattle, but I'm not on board with that. The guy that I think deserves to be ahead of Jordan Love that is ranked behind him here is number 13, Baker Mayfield. I think Baker Mayfield has been better than Jordan Love and deserves to be higher than him. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Baker Mayfield is a Tier 2 guy that will never be – he does not have the ceiling to be a Tier 1 guy.
Mm-hmm.
100% agree. He should be in the Tier 2 category ahead of Jordan Love. Yes.
The other one's in Tier 3B. C.J. Stroud, 14. Kyler Murray, 15. Trevor Lawrence, 16. Dak Prescott, 17. Tua Tagovailoa, 18. There is not a person on that list I would put ahead of Jordan Love there. Not a one. Including C.J. Stroud, who was pretty good as a rookie and was pretty meh last year.
I think you could make an argument. I don't think Jordan Love at this point in his career is top 10, but he's not 12. I think he's right in that 11. I think he's 11. Just going off of the list you had, I think he is knocking at the top 10, but I think you could make an argument. He's not. I agree with your assessment on all of the other things. And in the quarterback world, you do have to project and understand mm-hmm. that what they've done in year one and two is not what they're going to be in year five and six. And as long as you show enough that you can do that, does anybody think Trevor Lawrence is ever going to be a Tier 1 quarterback, even though everybody when he was drafted did? I think Jacksonville, right now, if you said to Jacksonville, Jordan Love for Trevor Lawrence straight up, is Jacksonville taking it? Because I can assure you this, Green Bay is telling them, we good. And if the Cowboys call and say, Dak for Jordan, Packers are going to say, we good.
Mm-hmm.
If Stroud calls and says, yo, we want to trade Stroud for we good. Now, if Washington calls and says, Jaden Daniels for Jordan Love, I ain't good. He'd be like, let me talk to my guys. Baker Mayfield, you're going to still say, we good. So there's only about, I'd say there's right now with when you factor age, because Matthew Stafford, the Rams call and say it, guess what I'm going to say to Les Snead?
We good.
Yeah. So I would argue right now, and this is different because I do think the resume matters. Like, it does matter.
Sure.
But if Detroit calls and says, yo, Goff, he's good, right? He's done a good job against you guys. We'd love to trade Goff for Jordan Love. I can assure you I know what Brian Gutekunst is going to say.
We good. All right, so now I want to.
Does that make – now, what would you do if Cincinnati calls?
That was really fun.
If Cincinnati calls, I think I'm going to probably take the trade. I'm going to take Joe Burrow over Jordan.
For as much as you put Burrow – You put him down while you didn't really put him down. You just lowered his...
I didn't crown him. It was not a crowning. That's all that was.
We've already had our premature crowning on this program with Jordan Love. Yes, if... All right, here, do this one. If the Bengals call and say, we'll give you Burrow for Jordan Love straight up, Goody's saying...
I'm kind of interested. I'm intrigued. I don't have anything catchy there. I know. I don't have anything creative there because I'm not. Yeah, sounds good or we good. That might be the. But I do think when you look at this, that to me is the more intriguing way because I do want to – the Baker Mayfields of the world where I think Tampa would make that trade tomorrow if they if Goody calls him, he'd be like, yeah, we good. Let's trade it. Or what? How did you say it?
Yeah, we good.
Sounds good.
All right, so here's what I want to do next after you tell us about UW Credit Union. The other tier that Pro Football Focus has here is the young players with a wide range of potential outcomes. So I want you to play Goody again. And I'm going to call
we
you.
We good sound good? We good sound good?
With all these quarterbacks.
What a great new game.
And you'll have to say either we good or sounds good when I offer them up for Jordan Love. What always sounds good is what UW Credit Union and Bucky have going on.
Oh, and it is for every stage of life. If it's you're a rookie, you're a young whippersnapping freshman with a little earring that you self-pierced. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. Look at that beautiful picture of Jason with
that self-pierce.
Infected ear. That infected ear that he pierced with a potato. They're going to help you reach your financial goals. And people ask me, oh, T, why'd you join UW Credit Union? Keep your banking local. Yep. Member first service. Yep. Great perks like early payday. I love that. But between us, I just love Bucky. Can't say no to that pretty face. If you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. FanDuel will make you do crazy things, but this just makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply. Why did you guys pierce with a potato?
I don't know what was the deal with that. I went to the mall and got my ear pierced. I did not use a potato, so I don't know the potato corridor ear piercing program of which you speak. What I do know is I have a list of quarterbacks here, and I'm going to call Goody, and Goody's going to say either we good or sounds good. We'll find out which ones are which next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I still think Yerp or Nerp got a bad rap. I thought it was poorly executed. I thought it had potential. But now we have stumbled onto a new game. Thanks to the Pro Football Focus tiers of NFL quarterbacks. Jordan Love in tier 3B as a solid starter but needs more help.
Jason, I just put out on Twitter, before we get to the Yerp, Nerp, whatever other things we were talking about, how many teams would Goody trade? How many other quarterbacks, if you're just going off of boom, 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 where Goody would say, and he's not going to do this because he signed Jordan Love and there's financial, but just off of, I think this guy can lead us to a championship or be better than Jordan Love in the next 5 years. Because that's how you look at it, right?
All right, first of
how
all,
many do you think?
I'm not here to correct you. The last tweet that I have from you, at least on its own, is you retweeting our competition on the Packers offensive line show, which is a few days ago. I'll be shocked if Zach Tom isn't the starting right tackle. I believe you may have replied to our post instead of retweeting it, so other people won't see it unless they follow both us and the and you.
So what do I do there? Cut that and then
you've got the blue check, so you could delete it and then retweet the video stream with your comment. But
okay.
But it's a great question because I think what you're getting at here is even some of the guys that are ahead of Jordan Love currently on this list, you're not going to say sounds good if they call because Matthew Stafford, for example, has only like a year or two left, right? So
maybe
that's not that doesn't appeal. I would argue that even even though Patrick Mahomes is not a young man anymore, I think
no, you're making it.
You're making that That's trade. And Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, all of the tier one guys. Tier two, again, just to review for folks, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, who you didn't say sounds good. You said, let me talk to my guys.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think ultimately your guys would say, yeah, let's make that trade. So it would be a sounds but good eventually. But not necessarily.
It's
I agree.
It's early in his career.
It is,
early
no
in
doubt.
Jordan's career too.
I don't think you're trading for Jalen. I don't think you'd swap him for Jalen Hurts.
No, you wouldn't. And I know that. I know people would think that's crazy, but no, I would not at all.
Yeah, I agree with you. We agree on Matthew Stafford because of his age. Justin Herbert. Right now, those two guys are at critical inflection points in their career. If either one of them is going to become a great quarterback and a Super Bowl winning quarterback, they need to start playing like that. Now, Justin Herbert has started for longer than Jordan Love has, so he's had more opportunity, and that hasn't happened yet, but they're the same draft class. Jared Goff, I'm not saying sounds good. Geno Smith, I'm not saying sounds good. Brock Purdy, I'm not saying sounds good, even though they're all ranked ahead of Jordan Love in this ranking as well. So
I think it might be five. There might be five that I would do.
So here is why I wanted to do this, because while Jordan Love has 2 years as a starter, this is where we get into, do you think these dudes have more potential than what Jordan Love has, because their success or their accomplishments are either non-existent or it's still very early. All right, so we're now into tier four, young players with a wide range of potential outcomes. Okay?
Okay.
Time to go sounds good or we good.
All right.
The first call comes from the Denver Broncos, offering up Bo Nix to you, Goody.
Taush?
Are you just saying? Are you asking the question?
I want you to be. I'm sorry.
I want you to ask Goody. You just said. No, you said, oh, we're going to.
I said,
I kind of want to play the game.
Goody?
All right. We good. We good. Bo Nix, listen, man. Bo Nix, first off, he's like 28 years old. He's been in college forever. I might be exaggerating a little bit, but not much.
Not by a lot.
He's old.
We'll get to a guy who's even older here momentarily.
I think Bo Nix was better than I thought he'd be.
Yeah, I agree.
The Denver Broncos, when I go back down to Hard Rock Casino Rockford, that's my sneaky pick.
Ooh.
Denver Broncos.
Well, I hope it's as successful
Denver Broncos
for you.
Are beating. Denver Broncos, if they're healthy, will beat Green Bay out in Denver this year.
All right, a couple more so we can get to Homer. Next one. Hey, Goody. It's Quasi.
Hey.
I didn't realize that you wanted me to actually act to this degree, so I'm sorry. That's on me.
Yes.
I thought giving you the Jason.
Yeah, let's make the show less. Let's make the show less entertaining with just dead air.
Put on that Pella Windows and Doors attire and put your acting pants on here. Yeah.
Hi, Goody. It's Quasi.
Show up on time this time and don't make us wait. Fair enough.
Like we're making Homer wait. Hey, Goody. It's Quasi. I'm glad that trade that we made that allowed you to get Christian Watson hasn't really worked out well for you guys because he's been injured a lot and now he's got that ACL. Hey, we're wondering, J.J. McCarthy for Jordan Love, Goody. What do you think?
Well, first off, I think you should bring Aaron Rodgers in. That's what I think you should do, Quasi. But we good. We real good. You don't know what you got. And you ain't going to know what you had until it's gone. And I think you're going to fall. I think you're going to have a tough year, Quasi. I think you're going to probably have to bring in old boy to kind of help save you.
All right. Hey, Goody. It's your old friend, Elliot Wolf. How you doing,
Wolfster,
buddy? I should have gotten your job instead of you, by the way. My dad's still mad about that. But I got an offer for you. You know, Drake May had a pretty good first season for us as the starter.
He did. He did.
Just wondering, right now, straight up, Drake May for Jordan Love. What do you think?
I'm going to pause.
Oh!
I'm
going to
think.
Really?
I'm pausing. I'm thinking. I'm going to say we good, but I'm not yelling it. So there's degrees, like old boy just cheered. This isn't a we good. This is more of a, yeah, we good.
We good, but I don't feel 100% sure.
I think the Patriots are going to win 9 or 10 games and potentially make the playoffs this year.
I like that one. Put a little something on that when we go to Hard Rock Casino Rockford. All right. One more.
Going to be the hard one that I want us to pull.
Wait, you know what?
No pun intended.
I take that back. Two more. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. This one first, because you mentioned old young players. Hey, Goody, it's your old buddy Terry Fontenot down in Atlanta. How you been, man?
Okay. I've been good, brother. Been good.
We've kind of reconsidered where we're going. We really like this Kirk Cousins fella. He's an older fella, but we're going to go with him. We'd like to offer you Michael Penix for Jordan Love. What do you think?
Oh, hey, first off, appreciate the call. Love Atlanta, but, man, we good. That's a triple we good. No,
okay.
Thank you.
That's what I thought. I didn't want to miss that opportunity. All right, one last call for you, Goody. Hey, Goodnator. It's the Polesinator.
Yeah, man, what's good?
Ryan Poles
calling here. I can't believe you still have a job, you rascal. I don't know how you pulled it off. Kudos to you. I don't know what you're doing. What are you doing with your stadium? You going out to Arlington? You guys are just a hot mess down there, aren't you?
Yeah, we've decided to move to Peoria. We're going to take over Bradley University's arena. Mm. Hey, this book thing, Goody, I got to tell you. A lot of people are mad at Caleb, even though he was right. This is where careers go to die. But we're done. We're not doing this. You know, his dad, Carl Halliburton, we don't want him around either. So we'd like to offer you, Goody, Caleb Williams for Jordan Love. What do you say, Goody?
I'm not going to scream. I'm not going to mutantly say. I am just going to say, Polesy, mute, like quietly.
Oh.
Not mutantly, mutely.
Okay.
If you're going to correct me. I am going to, somewhat between mute and like a abbreviated muteness, say, no, we good. We good. But I'm not yelling it. But we good.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to mutantly say, sounds good.
All right. You're trading him.
I think Matt LaFleur with Caleb Williams can do what Ben Johnson's going to do with Caleb Williams. I think Caleb Williams is going to be good. I think it's fun. It's over. The ding-dong, the wicked witch of going to Chicago for your career to die is going to end with him. He's a quirky cat. But I think it's going to turn out that he's a pretty damn good football player.
So,
and if I'm wrong, that's great news for Packers fans. No doubt about that.
You're going to find out, I think, pretty quickly, because the excuse level for, they didn't have a coordinator that watched film. Oh, their O-line sucked. Oh, they don't have this. They don't have that.
Right.
The excuse-o-meter's gone. I know there's going to be a little growing pains just with the new offense and everything, but they spent big on O-linemen. They have the guy. They have the Mike Holmgren back in the 90s. This is Mike Holmgren.
Yes.
Everybody wanted this cat.
Made that same comp. Yep.
Excuses are over. He's either going to be the guy or he's not. And I do think but there's something, and I know you're probably surprised. I would take Drake May over Caleb Williams. And I think I made that abundantly clear.
Yep,
we
you
good,
did.
You good, she
yeah.
good, he
no,
good.
No, you were very, very clear with that. Yep.
So I am surprised that you would we good that, or you sounds good that.
Not
I
mildly,
don't know where Bear
not
fans.
Not confidently.
No, I didn't say you screamed it. You didn't rooftop it. But I kind of do. We kind of want to. I kind of want to poll this just to get a vibe where we are.
I feel like we need Waddle and Sylvie's help then.
We
because will. Cause I noticed this, I was talking about this with KBN yesterday. They had a poll, and something was like 73% in favor of Love. And I'm like, yeah, but Packers fans are voting. So they do have a bias there. So
why don't we put out a dually, ESPN Chicago and ESPN Wisconsin?
All right, I will text
and
those
we
guys.
It.
All right, I will text those guys right now. We got to get ready
for
Uncle
Homer. Do you think Chicago, Jason, would Chicago, which way would they vote if it was just their poll?
We'll ask Homer that question when he joins us as well. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Man, I thought Homer got to be late on his show a lot. This is record-setting. Sorry to keep you waiting, Homer. How are you?
I'm fine. No problem.
So, Brian Gutekunst is sitting by his phone. Ryan Poles of the Chicago Bears calls and says, "Hey, Goody, I'll give you Caleb Williams for Jordan Love right now, straight up. Would you say... nah, we good, or sure, sounds good to him?" That is the poll question that we are going to post and then flip it for our friends Waddle and Sylvie, who I'm texting with right now, right, so they can use it.
I would keep Jordan Love because I have major concerns about Caleb Williams.
Hmm.
So, but I don't know.
Tell
that
me
I
more.
Would, I just think he was created by an outstanding offensive coach at USC. They had great receivers. You know, when he left early, they put the backup in, and in the bowl game, he threw like six touchdown passes. So,
Matt Flynn.
But I don't. I'm not. If someone said they'd take, I think it's a really close call. So I'm curious to see. But this is not really a ringing endorsement of Jordan Love. It's more of I have significant concerns about the premise that Caleb Williams is a special quarterback. I think
that's
Jordan Love a special quarterback?
Well, no. I mean, that's the question there. I think he's good. How good? That's to be determined. That's which one of those will win the trophy eventually. Which one of them becomes better than pretty good? And I'll take my chances slightly on Jordan Love.
Yeah, and so both Waddle and Sylvie have texted me back with their opinions, and they've said I'm keeping Caleb. That's what I mean,
yeah,
is that we obviously are going to have a bias for the quarterback that we, if you're a fan,
no,
cheer for. If
correct. I have no bias. None.
I am intrigued by finding out if Caleb Williams is as special as he was advertised. Like, he was advertised as a can't-miss prospect, and based on the environment he was in last year with Eberflus and Shane Waldron, I can't say for certain that he is not that. But I think your point is a really good one, Homer. I think you could very well be right. And if you're right, there's more misery ahead for the Chicago Bears fan base, just like there was with Mitchell Trubisky.
No, I don't think so. The standard has been so low, I think they'll view it as a move in the right direction. I don't think it's going to be that bad. But, you know, so he doesn't have much to do to beat whatever their records are. I mean, is he going to be better than Jay Cutler? Isn't Cutler the one who holds all the records?
Yeah. They've never had a 4,000-yard passer.
Right. Right. And I think he will be – he'll get to 4,000 yards in a year. But that's not that special anymore, is it?
No. 17 games? It's not. That's – I don't even – I mean, you obviously want stats. You want that. But I just said there's no excuses. And I who do you think is in a better spot to have that breakout season? You think with Ben Johnson and with the new offensive linemen and with their receiving core, they have guys that are veterans that, you know, they at least have a veteran that has been a very successful receiver in this league. Who's better set up? Green Bay's offensive line, which we thought was pretty good, is in basically flux. Who's better?
I would give a slight edge to the Packers because it's still the first year for the Bears. But the stuff about the Packer offensive line is just garbage. Packers offensive line is fine, no problem whatsoever, none.
Why are they doing what they're doing then?
Hey, I don't have
any
idea.
Why is Goody doing what he's doing then?
What do you mean? He wanted to have a better interior offensive line, so he moved a good guy to center.
And he's got both tackle spots up for grabs. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold up.
What do you mean?
You say that.
He doesn't have to.
Yes, he does.
No, well, then you know, you're smarter than that. Just because he says he does doesn't mean he does. Who's going to be the
center? You don't think that left tackle spot is wide open? Whoa, whoa.
No,
you don't think the left tackle spot's wide open?
Yes, it's wide open, and I'm a candidate.
Who's winning it?
The guy who played last year.
I don't know if I feel that confident in Rasheed Walker's chances.
I think you might be right, but you know how they want to play first round picks.
They want to play first round picks, exactly.
Fine. Who's going to tell? Who are you picking ahead of?
Jordan Morgan.
Got 0% chance. Zero. Next.
Oh, God.
He's a first round pick. Come on.
I don't care if he's the first pick in the draft. You know him to know he's not going to win the job.
Homer, here's what I think. I think Rasheed Walker will win the battle,
but it is not zero.
And will you walk from your house in Milwaukee to Sheboygan if Jordan Morgan is the starting left tackle versus the Detroit Lions?
No, I won't. All right, so I'll give
it 5%. Said zero.
I know, I've changed.
Okay,
you convinced me. I don't want to walk. I have to get 5%.
Well, that's a nice walk. Agree. You get up 43 there. They got nice patent trails.
No. I'm a different
guy. Bike?
I drive a
Lincoln now.
I just brought a Lincoln.
What if you bike?
You drive a Lincoln? Like one of those big bolt Lincolns?
No, you got one of those big town cars.
2012 Lincoln. It's not a big bolt. That's what was important to me.
How many miles?
Yeah.
How many miles you got on
76,000.
That's not enough.
Sweet.
You're a 200K guy,
somebody,
aren't
you? No.
Some old lady
really
drive
rich.
It only to the grocery store and back?
Somebody really rich had it, never drove it, and a friend of mine said, Homer, you need this car. And I listened to him, and I bought it. Yep, driving it right now, pulling it in. I got a meeting at 11, so how much time
it
do I
doesn't
got
have? Does it have push start, or is it an old school you got to put the key in?
Oh, no, it's got everything. Everything. Oh. And it's 2012. Wow. Yeah, I don't even know how to drive it. Too complicated.
That's probably true of a lot of vehicles.
Can't wait to see you parallel park that bad boy.
So
Homer, I got to ask you because your tweet.
I will never parallel park.
What do you mean you'll never parallel park?
I'm not going to take the risk.
Everybody's going to parallel park.
No, I don't.
What do you mean you're not?
I'll just park further away.
Heck do you
mean? I'm already working on it.
Homer, have you. You threw a tweet out that you took a lot of shrapnel on social
media. This stuff about Zach Tom is garbage, too.
No, that I'm not. That I agree with you on. I agree with you on the Zach Tom part. The Rasheed Walker 0%, that's crazy talk. But Jackson Churio being traded is crazy talk. You took shrapnel on shrapnel. Do you stand by what you said that they should trade him yesterday?
No, that's not what I said. The people that want to argue didn't ever listen to what I said with John Anderson. And so all I learned about is that people don't care. I mean, I don't have to repeat it. Yes, there is this is exactly, everybody made fun of me. Was it a year ago when I told you, you better go see Giannis because this could be his last year. No one ever brings it up now. Anybody who listens to me is like, well, I hope he stays, but apparently now we have meetings. No one denies that it's serious now. Who was the first one to say that? Fine. Jackson Churio has a significant batting issue.
Actually.
What?
First one.
What?
Brian Windhorst is the first one.
No, those guys were all saying it for 5 years. I said nothing until a year ago. Now it's different.
I'm Team Homer.
Homer's
on all
always
this.
Says he'd rather be first than wrong, and Windy was first,
That's
and
not
he
true.
Was wrong for 4 years.
I never said Kinda. That. You just made that up.
No, you want to be first. Do you not want to be first?
Yes, but I want to be right. First and wrong is a waste. Doesn't matter if you're first, second, or fifth. If you're wrong, you're wrong. Now, the issue with Churio, and I waited until a third into the season, is is that his inability to draw a walk is historically pathetic, the level of which should be concerned. It must be resolved. It's okay to only have a few walks, but if you have as few as he's had over the third of this season, it will eliminate any chance of greatness. Now, my hope is that he gets better over the course of this season, and he's young, and all of that could take place. But what I wanted and has occurred, everybody more than anything else, nothing matters about Jackson Chourio except his number of walks and that it increased significantly from what it was for the first third of the season. And actually, he's had two this week, so there should be a parade down Wisconsin Avenue in Milwaukee because that's a great sign.
So you don't want him traded. Just for the record, you don't want him traded. And I know we got to let you go.
No,
but
here's what. And John Anderson said, "Don't do anything for 3 years." Fine. If there was another young player, talented like he is, okay, there is a group of these young guys. If the Brewers thought it, and I would agree because they're very smart, of trading him for another young great player because of this concern, I'm okay with it. But to trade him for a bum, no. But my point is, other than people thinking I'm an idiot and should be shot and killed, I mean, it's amazing how mean they are on Twitter. But as long as as long as people start watching how many walks he has, then I'm fine. Because that is not a little concern. It is a significant concern. And the amazing part is all the people who commented on me, not one of them actually looked at that. It's like, no, Homer's old and he's blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. Long as people start watching how many walks he draws, and it doesn't mean he has to get 100, but he can't be where he is now because no one in the history of baseball has ever been great as we hope he will be with that few a number of walks. Bye.
There you go.
That is Steve the Homer True, new owner of a 2012 Lincoln with 76,000 miles. I was hoping he would tell us how much he paid for gas at Quick Trip today, but that is not what he had to say. You'll tell us about Quick Trip a little bit later. We will wrap up the 10 o'clock hour, even though it's 11:02, in 2 minutes. So stick around.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
Jim in the YouTube comments, Ben Johnson is going to be judged on Caleb's progress. You're 1,000% right. He has been hired to make Caleb Williams a great quarterback. That is why he's there.
I would argue with Jim that Caleb Williams is going to be judged on his production more than Ben Johnson will. I would argue that.
Well, I mean, Caleb Williams will be a failure if he's not productive, obviously. It'll be just the latest in a long line of quarterback disappointments for the Bears.
Ben Johnson's got pelts on the wall. Ben Johnson will have time. He signed a big boy deal. Ben Johnson wants this to work with Caleb Williams. He will get an opportunity without Caleb Williams if Caleb Williams ain't the guy. Caleb Williams will not.
Okay. We can disagree on that. What we can agree on is your love of Coors Light.
Oh, and a beautiful Memorial Day weekend. Kids
if
don't have school.
Was
school.
Over.
We don't know if they're going to be going back. Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filter. And it is cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Weather's warming up, and that's when you got to make sure your Coors Light's cold-activated bottles and cans are chilled to perfection. Make sure those mountains are baby blue. That's what my Coors Light will have. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.